As we move into a time of prayer, I'd like to lift up a few joys that have been shared in the course of our week. Robin and Ted Tannenbaum celebrated an anniversary this past week. Kelsey Weber celebrated a birthday, and Danny Hogan turned one last week. So we celebrate Kelsey and Danny, and we celebrate with Robin and Ted. Knowing, of course, that we all come to this time of prayer with our own joys and concerns that weigh our heavy on our hearts and minds, I invite you to bring those to mind now as we pray together and offer them to God. Gracious and loving God, what a week. A full week, and a week filled with opportunities to let our light shine, as well as opportunities to let our light become extinguished. Ignite us this day, that our little light might indeed shine. Ignite us so that we might be alert and responsive to your calling, that we may be active participants in the work of healing and renewal that you intend for all people. Even as we pray this day, O God, help us to prepare, that we might always be ready with generosity and grace for ourselves and for others. Grant us mindfulness and a caring spirit, that we will be ready to welcome you in all whom we meet, that we will be ready as you visit us each and every day in new and unexpected ways. God, we pray that you might be with all who lead in various and many ways. Guide them with a spirit of truth, wisdom, integrity, and listening. Today, God, we also pray a special prayer for our veterans, those who sacrificed for a vision of freedom, those who left loved ones behind, those who called upon you in times of war, who prayed for peace, who invested and gave their lives to a cause greater than themselves. While we struggle to live in a world torn by disagreement, war, and the absence of peace, we are thankful for these men and women, your servants. Let your love be alive and aflame in this community to fill us each with a light of hope. We put our trust in you even as we hand over now our prayers. Hear our prayers, O God, for all whom we lift up this day, those shared out loud and those very much on our hearts. Whether a joy or a concern, you hold each prayer, each plea, and each praise in your hands, and we know that all is heard and felt by you. Be with us in all we say and do. May we dedicate all that we have and all that we are to you this day.
And O God, as we dedicate to you the offerings received during this past week, we also dedicate the covenant commitment forms submitted by members of this church family. In uncertain times, these promises to financially support the life and ministry of St. John's in the coming year are far more than little slips of colored paper. They represent acts of faith demonstrated by those who believe you will help them keep those promises, that you will provide for them as well as for this church as we seek to faithfully do your work at a time in our nation's history and in the history of our world, when living your word and sharing your love matter more than ever. Bless these gifts and these promises, generous God. Multiply them and increase our spirit of generosity as we dare to live trusting in the bounty of your love. All of these things we pray in Christ's name. Amen. Friends, we have our work cut out for us as we move into the remainder of this day and the week ahead. We are called to prepare well by waiting well together, paying attention to our neighbor, listening to those who are crying out far from us and right beside us. May we keep our lights burning. May we tend them with love. May they shine gently on others who need your warmth. And, O God, may you be with us as we go out this day. May your light surround us. May your love enfold us. May your power protect us. And may your peace sustain us always. Amen.